11th, 2003, a Hamas suicide bomber exploded his belt on a bus in Jerusalem, killing 17 and wounding more than 100. Sometimes terrorists blend in with the background to ensure success. Jerusalem, Israel. How much attention do you pay to your everyday surroundings on a daily basis? As you wait for the bus or the train to commute to work or to school, do you notice other people? Or do you stare at your cell phone or bury yourself in a book? A lot of risk companies advise us to be vigilant in order not to become the victim of a terrorist attack. We are told to look for people that do not fit in or are acting strangely, whatever that's supposed to mean. If we can identify possible nefarious actors, we can save ourselves and others. But what if the terrorists look like everyone else? On this day in 2003, a Hamas terrorist dressed as an ultra-Orthodox Jew detonated a suicide belt on a bus in Jerusalem, killing 17 and wounding more than 100. The incident happened in Davidka Square, destroying the bus as well. Jerusalem Police Commander Mickey Levy said that the terrorist had been carrying a huge bomb containing a great deal of metal fragments, causing massive injuries to the passengers, unquote. Bus bombs occur all too frequently in Israel. Again, the reasons for this are obvious. Lots of people in a closed space with nowhere to run to as the suicide terrorist disintegrates, spewing ball bearings and nails in all directions. These are also hard to stop since buses are ubiquitous and trying to impose security is next to impossible. Scratch that. It's not impossible, but rather impractical. Imagine going through the same process you do to board a bus as you do for a plane. See what I mean? Dressing up as a typical citizen to kill innocent people may be a heinous act, but it is a smart terrorist strategy.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.